100 word stories.
Good morning, everyone. It's Sunday morning. I'm a little late because, well, I'm lazy. But the good thing is, by waiting, another story came in, and I'm glad that it did. So, cool. Maybe I should wait a little while on Sunday mornings. It's the weekly challenge here at the 100 Word Stories podcast, where I post a topic, and you come up with the stories. And I do this in between sending out job applications, and it looks like I got hit by an employment scam. Even though I'm not in a rush for getting back to work financially, well, emotionally, and I'm just getting kind of bored. And, well, they got me. Two, actually. But one I cut off, but the other had already gotten their fangs into me, and well, hopefully the bank has already worked out most of it, and at least nothing got wired, but they're bouncing out one of the checks, and hopefully I left a message with some folks that looks like they got hit, and it's like, well, we're both victims, but yeah, it sucks. But keep trying, and who knows, the post office is always hiring. Why would they hire me? Anyway, the topic this week is Tokyo, and let's go ahead and in between popping my Xanax pills, get this thing going. Thank you all to everyone who sent in stories this week, and let's give them a listen.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week.
The name's evocative, isn't it? Bullet, train. Two simple words that speak volumes. Speed and efficiency, punctuality and the striving for excellence. If I were in Tokyo, but I'm not. I'm in a quiet backwoods location, alongside a railway line. The rest of the gang are a little further along, waiting to rendezvous, and the train is no passenger express, it's the mail train, loaded with cash and gold. I've changed the signal to red, and the train is coming slowly, to a stop. I emerge from the shadows and take aim as the driver steps down. Bullet, meet train.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. He booked a trip to Japan. He wanted to visit Kyoto, Osaka, Kobe. He wanted to just sit and enjoy the beauty of the cherry blossoms, so he landed in Tokyo. He was hungry. He went to a street vendor and sat down to eat, and he stayed. He ate and stayed some more. The food was so good, Kyoto and everywhere else would have to wait. A few months later, he moved to Tokyo, and his life changed. Strange guys with massive tattoos hired him to be a bouncer. He would do anything for that food, even go to jail. And this is my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizzykudkov.blogspot.com. I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
Good morning, Richard here. This is my story. It's called Tokyo Drift. Tokyo isn't all it's cracked up to be, believe me. Sure, they have pedestrian crossings, trains that run on time, cherry blossoms, and ramen. Lots of delicious ramen. And let's not forget the maid cafes. Those are a whole lot of fun. But there's a downside to it too. The working hours are long and you're obliged to do them, and you don't get extra pay for extra time. The houses are small and prices are high, and don't mention the traffic. Not that any of that really bothers me much. Being a Yakuza has its perks. Get my drift? That's be done. Until next time, goodbye.
Hello, night people. Tom here. And my story this evening is My Woman from Tokyo. Uncle Bob loved to tell tales of his time in China during the war. His job was to guard high-value Japanese prisoners. After VJ Day, he continued his work in Tokyo. This is how he met Iva Tagura, the voice of Zero Hour, Tokyo Rose. Uncle Bob was her guard, and they became close friends. When Iva was released from prison, she settled in Chicago. She and my uncle remained friends until his death in 1981. He always spoke highly of her and thought the government had treated her unfairly. I think he might have had a crush on her. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
I need to grab a bottle of tea, the tourist said. They stepped into a konbini. A selection of 30 rice balls caught their attention. After 5 minutes, they panicked and grabbed the only flavor they couldn't identify, deciding to live life to its fullest and take a chance. The little store in Tokyo had a better life organization than they did. They picked up fried chicken, pudding, socks, and a phone charger. Would you want chopsticks, a spoon, a bag, a receipt, and heating? The cashier asked. So many questions, and overcome with the fear of forgetting something. Yes.
Hello. This is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of NorvalJoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100-word weekly challenge number 1050 with the prompt of Tokyo. So here's my story. Pinkerton turned to Joan. Where do you think they are? Joan shrugged. Last we saw, Mr. Yan was being carried out to sea by a tornado. He's probably halfway to Tokyo by now. Miss Pinkerton's face went bright red. She snarled, "Don't mock me." "I'm sorry, I wasn't thinking," Joan said, recognizing only her superpower might save them, and a veil of efficiency spread around them. "Patrick and Bobby Yan can verify this." "Okay, it's a bit late," Pinkerton said. "We can meet at the Yan house tomorrow morning, say 9 o'clock?" Joan nodded and shuttled Sabrina back to her car. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Hello, it's Lisa from Leicester in the UK, and my story this week is called The Case of the Missing Baggage. Have you seen online where someone buys unclaimed baggage and then live streams the opening to show what they got for the money? I tried it. The gamble of Rolexes and Gucci belts, or dirty pants and leaked suntan cream. My case was well travelled, with a Tokyo sticker on the side. Oddly light when unpacked, because it had a false bottom. Heroin, street value in the millions. I thought that was my fortune made. Except I'd live streamed it. So I had to give the heroin, case and contents to the customs team that called round shortly after the video went viral. Thanks for listening. See you next week. Bye.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
Just as I was waking up and making a cup of coffee, I knew that my coworker in Japan was coming home from a night out in the Tokyo clubs. He usually left an encouraging message and a stack of code changes that I needed to test and document. However, this night there was a ransom note and a photo of a bloody finger. They wanted access to the code base, but my coworker refused to enter the password. Company policy is to notify our security team, so I did. I finished my coffee, sat down in my chair, and prayed.
Well, there you have it, a bunch of 100-word stories on the topic of Tokyo. And if you're in Tokyo, konnichiwa? Anyway, hi. The next topic is an empty cup, so go ahead and get working on that. Hopefully I'll be around to gather this all together and all the drama passes. If not, I will let you all know what's going on, somehow. Anyway, one a day until the day I die.com. Thank you for listening and being a part of this. And as always, keep it brief.